don't feel good, to say the least. Or we got a W. It was a weird game at times. We really did some nice things with our execution on the offensive end. And also defensively, I thought we played well at times. But boy, and I hope I get his name right, Rattan Mays, is that the correct way? Guy scores 35 on y'all, know how to pronounce his name. Is that correct? Is anybody from Florida here? Rattan Mays. You know, we held him scoreless without a field goal for about 4 or 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, the last 30 seconds, you know, he made 3 or 4 of them in a row kind of thing. But he was a difficult guy for us to guard. Sometimes he'd come off the screen, and the big guy would be there, and the next time he would refuse the screen and beat our defender back to the basket, and then he'd do a good job getting back and helping a helper. But, you know, I think that I was happy, proud of Bryce. Bryce's back was bothering him even in warm-ups. I told him I wish it would bother him in warm-ups all the time if he's going to get 18 and 14. But I was worried about him. Joel hurt his knee. It's the reason he couldn't come back in the game. But we tried some zone. We tried some 1-3-1, just a few things just to try to change things up and see if we could buy some time. But it wasn't a very comfortable day for us, but that's because Florida State is really good. I mean, a couple times we thought we had very open looks to the basket, and a couple of times they blocked it, and other times our guys were afraid they were going to block it, so we missed some easy ones. But, you know, Bryce 18-14, Marcus having 19 and playing as many minutes as he played, and JP and Justin again played 34 minutes. I thought Justin, if he could make a layup, make some free throws, he would have had a big-time game. But everybody's been saying too many good things about him the last 2 games, so that's right that he stinks, and he'll maybe go back and be a better player again. But very pleased to win the game. Yeah, especially the first half, I thought he was really good. In the second half, you know, he did make a couple of passes and missed some shots. And he's a little guy. He's got to understand when he runs in there. I mean, those guys got fly swatters. And he's leading the country in block shots when he thinks he's got an open layup. I was really pleased. He showed some toughness today, and he's a tough kid. I mean, I asked him, "Are you sure you're all right?" And he said, "I'm fine." But, I mean, he's got 15 stitches inside his upper lip. And it's not very comfortable for him. So I'm very proud of him, and he gave us some great minutes.
What's probably the one area that, having modified practices, what's probably the one area that's most effective game time?
I think our sustained effort defensively. You know, we're pretty good for the first 10 seconds, and then all of a sudden we get into rarefied air that we haven't been before, and maintaining the defensive intensity and finishing it. You know, they got 11 offensive rebounds, but they got a lot more of them in the first half than they did the second. I think that just sustaining the effort. And then the other thing is that if you don't have good practice time, it's hard to execute under duress because we can't put them in duress situations during the course of our practice. But we got some big-time offensive rebounds for us there today in the games. I think 3 or 4 possessions, we got an offensive rebound and put it back in, and that always helps.
Roy, considering the lack of practice time and really the injuries and all, how is this team? Is this team kind of just learning to grind it out and just kind of figure out ways to win?
Well, you know, we've done a pretty nice job of that, but it's still so early in the season. You know, who knows what's going to happen the next? I don't even know what we are. 6-7, so we got 11 more ACC games. And if you're not going to grind it out in this league, you're going to get your tail beat. But I have been impressed by the they don't jabber at each other when somebody makes a mistake. They stick their head back and say, all right, let's go pick him up. And at the same time, we keep trying.
Considering where you were earlier in the year and you were talking about toughness mm-hmm. and things like that, how has this team evolved in that way?
You know, we've gotten better. We really have. Last year, James Michael McAdoo set the tone for everybody. All of a sudden, he was diving on the floor, taking charges, and, you know, it set the tone. And we talked about that at practice one day and said, that's the biggest thing we're missing. And somebody's got to step up. I believe in that old saying, one man makes a majority. If he'll step up, everybody will follow. Now, tonight we had several opportunities to take a charge, and we ain't gotten one yet. But we're going to get one next game. I think we'll get one next game. And if we don't, we'll have a take charge drill the next day in practice, because we're going to get one before I die. So it's something that we hope comes frequently and very soon.
You already came in shorthanded. When guys get in foul trouble and other guys start getting, you know, banged up during the game, how difficult does it make your rotation and your substitution patterns during the game?
Well, it's difficult. You just got to think a little more. I know that's a problem for me probably every day. But during the course of the game, you can't be concerned about, woe is me. You just got to say, okay, it's time for you to do it and you to do it right way. A couple of times today, particularly with JP and Marcus, I would take them out, and I think both of them, JP, I know at least 2 times, I said, all right, you get a minute. and then that was it. So just trying to get it and trying to get them a minute around the TV. If you get a timeout pretty close and you've given them a minute break, you've got a half-hour break as long as the timeouts are, so you should be ready when you come back in.
Coach, you had four players that had three assists today. How important has the sharing the ball aspect been for the improved play offensively the last couple of years?
Well, it is important, but, you know, you look at us, 13 assists and 29 baskets. That's not a very good percentage for us. I would think that's below average. And I would think possibly, let's see, 11 points on offensive rebounds, so that's five of them right there that you can't have an assist on, except unless you give a guy an assist for missing a shot. But we do try to share the ball. Tonight, a couple times, we should have given it up sooner. And two times on the break in the first half, we throw it off a guy's foot one time. And, I mean, Kennedy's in the middle. We practice him in the middle of the fast break every day, every single day. I've never had a practice. We don't put a big guy in the middle of the court and let him handle the ball. So do the simple thing, and it can help you. But we are an unselfish team, and 13 to 5 I like. I really like five turnovers. I really like that. So hopefully we're gaining some ground there.
I know you don't think Bryce is consistent yet, but are you seeing signs that he's kind of starting to take that next step and become more so?
You know, guys will say, you guys want me to anoint somebody. I anoint players after the season's over, the career's over, anything like that. It's a work in progress, and every single day. But Bryce is getting better. His toughness, I think, today was maybe one of the best games he's had because he's hurting. But, no, I am not ready to put him or Kennedy with Tyler Hansbrough or John Henson or Tyler Zeller. And no, you guys, you got a job to do. You can write what you want. But he's nowhere close to where I think he can be.
How
did guys What's that? I mean, you know, I'm saying he's nowhere close to where, but it is every other day. You guys are, why aren't they doing well? No, they're not. The defense stinks. You know, when they start playing great defense, then I'll anoint them also.
Do you think anyone's kind of stepped forward like James Michael did last year in practices or anything?
Did I see anybody that has?
Yeah.
You know, like Andrew's talking about Bryce. What play do you think I liked more than any play that Bryce made in the game? He dove on the floor. You know, he didn't call the Constitution, get on Twitter and ask his followers if he should dive on this possession. He dove on the daggum floor, and it got us an extra possession, and we scored. And, I mean, and it was a pretty good, significant move. You know, and so, and Andrew's point right there, he is getting better, all right, and if we can get that kind of effort all the time. But not one person, no one person has stepped up. I like it better when everybody does. But two best plays of the game were that one right there where he – dove, got us an extra possession, and the other one, JP, went over the bench and knocked into Shane, our equipment manager, and they broke a chair. The best daggum, we can't wait to watch that one on replay. You guys don't know Shane, he's bigger than everybody in here.
One more question, Coach Hamilton's outside.
Oh, I wouldn't mind trying to catch JP. I just would want to catch Shane.
Thanks, Coach Hamilton's outside.